Hey, Michigan Maniacs. This is the Michigan Maniac Podcast, and I am your host, Adam Brewer. That's right, guys. It is just a general thoughts episode right now. It is almost August. We just had the Big Ten Media Day, so it's generally the kickoff to that. You know, the Big Ten season's coming. Our season's is starting, which is very exciting. Especially this season, when we have a bunch of nobodies starting the season off, which is it just makes me feel so much better. I mean, why can't we just always have a season where we play a bunch of no-name nobodies for the first four games of the season? I mean, it works for Alabama. No one ever says, oh, Alabama sucks, because, you know, they can't really be really that good. Look who they play the first 4 weeks of the season. You know, no one ever says that. I get tired of playing, like, service schools, which traditionally aren't very good, but the way they play football, like Navy, Army, Air Force, it's a brand of football that no one really plays anymore, and it's not really taught, and it's not really coached, and it's just really a real pain in the ass to play against. And they're right for upsets all the time. They're right for upsets all the time. So just, and we just have nobody this season, and it's so great. I mean, Colorado State, we have UConn, we have Hawaii. I even think Maryland's like on the fourth one. Oh, and can we please get into the Maryland thing real quick? I am tired of hearing people, oh, well, Maryland can be a real hiccup for Michigan if they're not paying attention. Because, you know, Maryland in September is really good. Are we crazy? Are we so desperate that and so panic-stricken that Michigan's going to, like, stumble or something, that we have to make Maryland better than what they really are? I mean, I get tired of the argument, well, they did beat Texas twice. Yeah, you know when they beat Texas twice? That was in 2017 and 2018. Different coaching staff, right? Different coaching staff, different culture, different everything. This is the Mike Loxley era. And let me tell you what Mike Loxley's done in his 3 years. Now, listen, we're not going to count 2020 because no one played in September. And that's just a year that everybody should forget, in my opinion. But in 2019, that's when he took over. The Maryland Terrapins were a crazy, just a very well just coached school. They came out to a 3-9 overall record, a 1-8 in the Big Ten. You want to know what they did in September? Now, this is the September Maryland. I've heard it on different podcasts that, oh, Maryland's so good in September. You know who they beat? Howard, Syracuse, Temple. And then the one good team they did play, they got beat. They got shellacked, actually, 59-0 to Penn State. So, yes, if we are Howard, and if we were Syracuse, I would be scared to death that we're playing Maryland in September. They are very good against no-name bullshit teams. But we are Michigan University. And if Michigan University has to then become scared that we have a chance to lose to Maryland, I don't know what we're doing. I don't know what we're doing. You want to know what they did in 2021? The one I heard was just the other day. It was like, oh, but they did beat Wisconsin. They did beat West Virginia in September. That's a one good quality win. And then they beat Texas twice, which we already know. Who gives a shit? West Virginia was 6-7 that season, and that was in 2021. Maryland ended the season 7-6. 7-6 with a 3-10, or a 3-6 record in the Big Ten. You know who else they played in September? Howard, Illinois, and Kent State. So yes, they are very good at beating up on shit teams. Absolutely. And if, like I said, if we were a shit team, then we should be absolutely scared that we're going to lose. But we're Michigan University, so I don't know why we're so worried about Maryland. I really, to be quite honest with you, I think one of our strengths this season is going to be our defensive backfield. I think with DJ Turner, I think you're going to see with the emergence of Mikey Stammerstiel. I mean, granted, he was a wide receiver for his first 2 or 3 years at Michigan, but he played cornerback throughout his whole high school career. He was recruited as a cornerback. So I think he knows what he's doing. And being a wide receiver in the Big Ten at such a high level and being as good as he was, I think only is going to help him elevate his game immediately as a cornerback. He already knows everything you need to know, the footsteps. He knows all the footwork, I mean, and everything he needs to know as a cornerback how to play because he's played it for the majority of his football career. You add in all the techniques that he learned as a wide receiver, and I think you're going to see a dominant defensive back. Then you got Will Johnson. I mean, yeah, Will Johnson, right? And I just and then there's Quentin Johnson, I think is the kid's name. DJ Turner was very complimentary of Samer Still and Quentin Johnson, so I can't wait to see. If my man DJ Turner says it's going to be true, then it's going to be true. And just remember, DJ Turner's getting a ton of love, which he absolutely should, because I believe DJ Turner has a chance to really elevate himself into the upper echelon of Michigan cornerbacks like Ty Law, Channing Stribling. You guys can poo-poo that name all you want, but Channing Stribling was amazing at Michigan. I will fight anybody who says otherwise. He was lean, mean, and a fighting machine. I love that kid. The Ty Laws, Charles Woodson is the next level, I mean, of excellence, right? But he's just up there. I'm telling you, if DJ Turner believes that Mikey Samuelson is going to be something and Quentin Johnson is going to be something, then I'm going to believe it. Also, how about a little credit for your boy here at the Michigan Maniac Podcast for calling out DJ Turner being a stud. This was going to be the year he was going to be a stud. Thank you very much. I called it out last season, even before the season started. I just want a little bit of love because I was the first one to jump on the DJ Turner fan base, on the DJ Turner fan train, the truck, whatever you want to call it. That was me. I was driving it. Now everybody and their mothers, oh, DJ Turner, DJ Turner, oh, blah, blah. Go back and check it, all right? This boy right here was calling it out early how good DJ Turner was going to be. Also, isn't Ohio State a little too freaked out about one loss to us? I love it. I think it's fantastic. but they're just saying nonsensical things. All of them, their fan base, their football team, their coaching staff, I think they've all lost it. I mean, they now, if it snows, they want to play in a domed stadium. I think they forgot they played in the Big Ten. I think they think they're the St. Louis Rams of, what, 2001? The greatest show on turf? Granted, their offense is dynamic. I won't argue that at all. Their defense is for shit. And also, they got their new defensive coordinator's a guy from the Big 12. Granted, our guy's from Vanderbilt, fine. But we'll see what happens. We haven't really changed the defensive schemes much. And if he gets John Harbaugh's seal of approval, I'm willing to take that over a guy who coached in the Big 12. Oklahoma State, are you kidding me? Oh, nobody in the Big 12 should ever get credit for playing defense in that conference. And that's their guy? Granted, offense is amazing. Greatest show in the Big 12. Okay, I mean, in the Big 10, fine. But if you can't play in the snow, why are you so fucking cocky and thinking that you're going to beat us again? That you could ever beat us again, ever? If you're so reliant that your team needs to play in optimal weather conditions, does not bode well. Maybe Ohio State should leave the Big Ten and go to the Pac-12, where they all play in very nice locations. Some are, you know, I mean, Arizona, Oregon, California, all very nice locations to play football, very pretty. And then maybe UCLA, USC comes over, maybe we pull like Oregon or something. We'll switch Oregon for Ohio State if those pussies don't want to play in the snow anymore. I got news for you, Ohio State. You guys got to play us again in November, in the Horseshoe or at the Big House. Every year in November, there's a very good chance it's going to be cold and it's going to snow. Good luck, guys. Good luck, because now we're not scared of you. Now the culture has changed. Now all it takes is one win. Just like Ohio State was saying back in the early 2000s when they finally got on that big winning streak against us, when we had won, what, 10 out of 12 or 11 out of 13, whatever it was. All it takes is one win. All it takes is to punch the boy in the face and to see that you can do it, and they no longer have that fear. There's no longer that intimidation. And then to find out that the bully's scared of the cold? Get the F out of here. This is ridiculous. So, moving on, because to spend this much time on Ohio State when I don't have to is, not what I want to do. So let's move on to some other ideas that I have, some other common things I've been looking at over the last, few weeks, just me enjoying my life. One, Cade. I love Cade McNamara. I really do. I love him as a quarterback, as a kid, as a leader, all that. I don't think he has the wheels to be better than J.J. McCarthy. I just don't. I love everything he says, though. At Big Ten Media Days, how he says not being comfortable is going to push him to be better. How being non-complacent has made him better than if he had a locked-in job. I mean, I think it's nice that Harbaugh brought him to Big Ten Media Days, because he's the first one in the Harbaugh era to actually make it to Big Ten Media Days, right? When we had Spate, or when we had my main man with the little feet, Shea Patterson. None of those two made it, or John O'Korn, dear Lord. None of those guys ever went to Big Ten Media Days, but Cade did. Cade says all the right things. I mean, I look at him and I think, yes, I want you to be successful. But then I remember he can't move. He is Dan Marino 2.0. He can be very accurate. He's very smart. He's a great leader. But you put any pressure on him and he's fucked. Straight out fucked. But I find myself rooting for him. I really do. But like I said, yes, he's a Big Ten winning quarterback, and he took us to the playoff. And if that's something that we want to be, then fine. Then that's just what we are. But if we have aspirations of winning a national title, Cade McNamara just is not going to take us there. I want him to. Like I said, I am a big fan of Cade McNamara, and I don't see it happening. I hope he proves me wrong. I really do, because our offense is going to be special this year. I know we've said it before, and I know there's been times when we're like, oh, Nico Collins, DPJ, these guys are going to push us to the next level. Our offense is going to be special. Shea Patterson doing Shea things, as the offensive line was trying to convince us of these. It's not. None of that was ever true. We had great talent, but we never had the quarterbacks to get us there, right? We never had the offense. We never had the offensive schemes. But now we have it all. A great running tandem. I mean, this might be one of the best running back rooms we've had in forever. And that, I mean, I'm even talking about from last year as well. I mean, last year was phenomenal. I mean, H2. Love him. I hope he kills it with the Titans. I really do. But I think this season we have the chance for we could have a Heisman hopeful out of one of the two running backs. And I mean, I've noticed that Donovan Edwards and Blake Corum. Donovan Edwards is getting a lot of talk recently about how great he's going to be, how he's a Heisman hopeful, how he's a dark horse for this, blah, blah, blah. And I think it's great that he's getting all that attention, because if I know anything, and if I can glean anything, and if I can make a prediction, I would assume that is driving Blake Corum to work harder, to train harder, to run faster, to do all the things that he's going to do so he can show everyone that he needs to be focused on first. I love Donovan Edwards. I really do. I think he's a fantastic running back. And I think the tandem is going to be off the charts. But do not sleep on Blake Corum. Don't. I mean, I think both of them are going to rush for over 1,000 yards each. But I see dynamic things for Blake Corum. He's so fast. so, I mean, right last year, I mean, we all were in awe of the greatness of Blake Corum. So I think if anything, it's only going to help him drive him to greatness to have so many people talking about Blake, talking about Donovan over him. I can't wait. I think this kid, he's just such a good kid and he's so focused. I can't wait to see what this pushes him to be, right? I think our wide receiver room, there's so many. I don't know which one's going to step up. I mean, I want certain ones to step up. I would love to see Andrell Anthony wearing the number one completely step up and take charge of that wide receiver room. I would love to see CJ actually do something for once. He's good. He is good. Cornelius Johnson is good, but he's not great. I want to see him be great. Roman Wilson, AJ Henney. I mean, we are so crazy deep. I don't know how we aren't going to just be dynamic, especially if, and I hope we continue to do this, is I hope the run first, then pass, right? I can't imagine Michigan being like national title worthy if we are doing pass first, then run. If our pass is setting up our run, I don't know how we're going to be successful just because our offense is dynamic. With Eric All and Schoonmaker and just the offensive line is might be even better than last year's offensive line. So we're going to be unstoppable to a point. But I just think the running game needs to be the focus. Even if we do 70-30, 60-40, whatever it is, I would be happy with a 60-40 split on that. Offense with the running game 60, passing game 40, because I just think we're going to be so without the run. I don't know. I get nervous just because I know last year's Cade McNamara. Cade McNamara could not have just gone out there and we could just won games off of his arm. Just him. Come on, Cade, do it all. Let's do it. Because once we saw what Georgia did to our running game and we had to rely on Cade McNamara, it all went to shit. And I don't know about you, but I hope we win the national title this year. I've been arguing with Georgia, dumb, moronic Georgia fans, just saying the dumbest shit possible. I've been saying that we're going to win the national title. And I always stick with that. That's just what I've said, and I just what I believe. And we're not going to do that if we have to rely on Cade McNamara's arm, right? I do. Getting moving on because you know I do think I'm very excited to see what this quarterback battle is going to happen. Who's going to win it? I truly believe I think McCarthy's going to pull it out at the end. I wouldn't even at the end meaning that even I wouldn't even be shocked if you see in the first three games of the season both of them getting split time. It wouldn't shock me by any stretch, but I think once we get into Big Ten play. When we get, and I'm talking about like actual teams that we care about in the Big Ten, not this Maryland horseshit. We're going to have JJ McCarthy as the starting quarterback. I really do believe that. So I want to see what the battle brings. I love the competition. I can't wait because I think if anything, I hope to be proven wrong by Cade McNamara. I hope he steps up and he's phenomenal. I hope he's dropping dimes. I hope that he's like Tom Brady in the fact that he can read a defense so well that he doesn't need to move. I don't know if that's possible, but I would love to see it. So I'm very excited about that. What also I'm very excited about coming out of Big Ten Media Day is I love that we are putting emphasis on Michigan State as a part of the four major goals of a season. Now, listen. They've always been a major goal for us, I guess. That I mean, second tier goal, because at the end of the day, if Michigan beats Ohio State, more than likely Michigan wins the Big Ten. Very rarely are people like, "Oh, only if Michigan can beat Michigan State, they have a chance at the Big Ten." I don't know how many years that has ever been a thing outside of maybe basketball. So Michigan State is just—they're usually just an annoyance. But I'm glad that we are finally putting a like a premium on that game. because I'm getting sick and tired of losing to that shit school, that shit team, that shit fan base, that shit coaching staff. I cannot stand Michigan State. I dislike them in every way possible. I've always said I hate them more than Ohio State fans, only because Ohio State fans have a reason to feel as arrogant as they do. I give them that. You have that much success over that amount of time, you have earned the right to be arrogant. I get it. But Michigan State is just so annoying. I hate them. I mean, I know you shouldn't hate anybody, I can't stand them. And it bugs me to no end. Because they're like an annoying fly that you just want to smack and get over with and move on with your life. Because it's not that you care about the fly. It's just that the fly annoys you. And then you get pissed off when you can't hit the fly because the fly keeps moving or whatever. That's what Michigan State is. They're no one's greatest rival. They're not Michigan's greatest rival. They're not Ohio State's greatest rival. They're not even Penn State's greatest rival. They're nobody's greatest rival. They're just in the corner screaming, pay attention to me, and no one wants to. And their fan base doesn't understand. They all think that we all give a shit about them, but we don't. And that's the thing that's the most annoying. It's like looking at the ugliest person in the room when they think they're the hottest, and you just get annoyed by it. But I'm glad to see that we need to start putting them back in their place, which is underneath our boot as Michigan, as the state of Michigan. They don't deserve to even. I hate Michigan State so much. I just hate them, and I never want to hear from them again. Their coach is annoying. Their coach is annoying. Their fan base is. I mean, they had two ignorant morons who tried to pull a trick on J.J. McCarthy, troll J.J. McCarthy. They took a picture with him, and as they did, they pulled out the shirt that says Tuck's coming. I mean, God, just, it's so annoying in every way, shape, form. It's just the worst, and I can't wait till we destroy them and just make it a point just to continually to destroy them. Because all we got to do is like 2 years in a row, and they'll no longer exist. Because they're barely doing anything on the recruiting trail, right? No one wants to go to East Lansing when they can go to Ann Arbor. And all we got to do is just destroy them 2 years in a row. And then just keep, and then that'll take away from their recruiting. And then we just keep winning and winning and winning like we always have been up until the point we got Rich Rod. Rich Rod kind of destroyed the whole thing. And then we've just been floundering ever since for some reason with this squad. And that just, it annoys me. It really annoys me. I like seeing that. I like seeing that we're putting emphasis on Michigan State. Still, main focus, Ohio State, winning a Big Ten and the national title. I love that. I love that's our four goals. I mean, that should always be our four goals. I mean, I don't know what much more I can talk about right now just because it's, there's nothing else really going on. I was happy to see that we had just fantastic people at the Big Ten Media Day. Oh, actually, one thing I want to say, I was just thinking about it, with Mozzie Smith being at Big Ten Media Day, I really do believe our no-star defense is going to produce massive numbers for us. I think this year we have a very good chance of being a top 25 defense. I'm very excited about the defensive tackles of Michigan, because if you ask me, I am a huge defensive tackle guy. I love what a defensive tackle can do for a defensive line and for a defense. I really do. They are usually just the big tree stumps of them all, right? But a good tandem like Alan Branch and Gabe Watson, and then you had my personal favorite, Mo Hurst. I loved Mo Hurst. I thought he was one of the greatest defensive tackles Michigan has ever had. I really wanted Chris Hinton to be Mo Hurst. But if we can get, if we can just get that, like, I would love to see what Rayshon Benny's going to do. I can't wait to see what Chris Jenkins is going to do. I can't wait. I think it's going to be amazing because I really think Mozzie Smith is going to anchor that squad right there in the middle, and you're going to get the more athletic guys because I think Mozzie Smith is going to be just like the grave digger. It was for the Packers. He didn't do much, but he could plug a middle and he could push that center back, and that could bust up a lot of running plays. And I think that's what Mozzie Smith is going to do, and I can't wait to see what more athletic defensive tackles are going to do, like Chris Jenkins and then Rashawn Benny. I can't wait to see that. I'm very excited. I think our defensive tackles are going to surprise people this season. I think our defensive cornerbacks are going to be phenomenal. I don't know what to think yet about who's replacing Ajabo and Hutchinson. Because, I mean, those are some big shoes to fill. Very big shoes to fill. But even if they just produce Josh Uche numbers, like 7 sacks each, 8 sacks each, things like that, our defense is going to be top 25 easy. Because I really do believe the defensive ends, that are going to be replacing Ajabo and Hutchinson are going to be so much, they're going to be aided by the emergence of our defensive tackles. And as for a while now, we've known the defensive tackles have always been kind of our soft spot. But I'm telling you, I have high beliefs in our defensive tackles this year. And I think our defensive tackles are going to make our linebacker play better. So, because obviously it's going to be much easier for our linebackers to get to the quarterback or be able to stop the run or be able to do those things because we're going to have clear lanes to get to them because our defensive tackles are eating up so much of the middle, creating such havoc. I can't wait. I think our defensive tackles are going to be very impressive. I'm not quite sure what our safeties are going to be doing this year. I really don't know. I have high hopes just because I'm a Michigan faithful. But I don't know. We lost 2 really good safeties last year, and I don't know what we're gonna do with that. So that, I think that might be a problem area for us. It might be. I don't know. It might not be a problem at all. I think we have some quality guys coming back. I just don't know what that means. But a cornerback, it's gonna be amazing. I hope our linebackers are gonna be better in coverage. They were great at stopping the run last year. Well, all outside of the Michigan State game. But I'm just very excited about this season. I really am. Like I said, I called this a while ago, and I want credit for this. I said 2022, this was going to be the season we win the national title. I still believe that. Now, I might get a lot of shit for that. I don't care. I'm going to stick with it because this is what I believe. I just think we're so deep at so many positions. And our offense is going to be dynamic. And if that's one thing we've learned about college football, is that your defense, if it can be top 30, and you have a top 10 offense, you have a very good chance of winning a national title. So, and I absolutely think that. I think that's exactly where we're going to be falling. I think our offense is going to be top 10 easy. And then I think our defense has a really good chance to be top 25. Even if top 20, top 15 could be. Just depends, but I really do believe we're in for a great season. So, I don't know if I said this because I had to restart the episode, but there's going to be a little bit of a rebranding, right? We're still going to be the Michigan Maniac Podcast, but for the most part, it's going to be under the Michigan Football Rant, right? Michigan Football Rant is what it's going to be under now. Just easier to find. I've been noticing that a lot of the people I've been talking to said that they've looked up for my, have been looking for my videos, hard to find. I don't know why that is, but Michigan Maniacs for some reason just is a hard sell apparently. So we're still going to be Maniacs, but we're going to be the Michigan Football Rant. That's how you're going to find us, Michigan Football Rant, guys. So here on out, we're still Maniacs. It's still under the umbrella of the Michigan Maniac Podcast. But now the show is the Michigan Football Rant. So, guys, it is great. It is great to be a Michigan Maniac. It is great to be a Michigan Wolverine. And always and forever, guys, go Blue.